Black Trans Lives Matter. Thousands gather for Black Trans Lives Matter rally in Brooklyn because Black Trans Lives Matter. A Black Trans Lives Matter protest takes place in the streets of New York City. Does this mean white trans lives don't matter? What about the Asian trans lives? Or the Puerto Rican trans lives? What about the indigenous trans lives? Today we're going to look at some trans lives of all races and ethnic identities, from the Northwest to the Southeast, and then back up to the Northeast. Lots of things going on in Seattle now. I really can't keep up with the news. There's really no need to. You're basically just watching a theater production. Mr. Durkin here, mayor of Seattle. I just don't understand why people don't realize what's going on here. I guess just a bit of makeup is all you need. Some kind of colorful blazer. Long hair. That's all you need. Because the government would never lie to us, would they? Why would they do that? Why would they lie to us? Remember that after 9/11? Try to tell people what's going on. Why would they lie to us? Why is Jenny Durkin lying to you? Why does a man have the name Jenny? Why do all these cities in the United States and around the world have transvestites as mayors? Why do they like to wear purple so much? Does Trump know about it? Well, yeah, he's one of them. Not that hard to fool people. Remember to stay home, stay healthy. Although in my experience, staying home is not really all that healthy. It's good to get out there and walk around a bit, exercise. Seattle, home of grunge and transvestite mayors. Best damn city anywhere. Some bizarre stuff going on. Oh, don't forget about the old Carmen Best. Give us your best men. They have found the best man for police chief. There's Mr. Best. Oh, yeah. Kind of looks like Marilyn Manson, but more masculine. Oh, here they are together. Yeah. Oh, here you go. Seattle's best. All right, Seattle's best. Free Cap Hill. So I guess the old transfer of power is taking place. Out with the old, in with the new. Male bone structure, narrow pelvis, large head. They may have puffed out the lips a bit. Man wearing makeup. Oh yeah, come on. Yeah, I wouldn't want to get too close to that thing. It's like one of those bars in San Francisco. The drag queens dressed up as police officers. It's the Village People. Look at that. It's the Village People in Seattle. And there is a whole bunch of them. Too many to keep track of anymore. Carmen Best. Ethan Hawke getting in on the action. Wasn't that guy in the Purge? Maybe that is Marilyn Manson in blackface. Oh, you can't say that word. So we got the Northwest and the Southeast. And don't forget, most of these states are doing a census now as well, so that'll help sort out the obedient from the disobedient. Oh, come on, people. Wake up, man. I'm sorry, but if you can't tell, that's a man. See, people just have, you know, their brain just can't process it. I've actually had people tell me that. I've shown them pictures. I've been like, hey, look it. It's a transvestite. It short circuits their brain. And I've had one guy say, I don't know how to process this information. A strange cult has taken over the world and they practice ritual androgyny. Why? Well, one reason is they believe human beings originated as androgynous beings. You know, they believe Adam was also Eve. Adam and Eve were one person back in the day, right? A long, long time ago, back in the good old days. And then something terrible happened, and we were divided into the two different sexes. And it's been nothing but chaos since then. And they have come to restore order. Keisha Lance's Bottoms. Lance, all right? Lance. How many women have a middle name of Lance? Lance is a male name, last I checked. And it's also a verb. What does Keisha Lance? If you're not in the cult, you don't get mass media coverage. You don't get in a position of power and influence. See how strong that person is, right? Just the lean muscle mass. Women have like 25% body fat. The angel, all right? That's what they think they are. These people believe they're angels. I do believe they're demonically possessed, actually. So they're in contact with these entities and their mayors. And yeah, there you go. There's another mayor. There's one of my favorites. So we're going to have some obvious ones. I wasn't sure about this one here, but maybe you guys can help me out there. The one from Minnesota. Yeah, come on. People, wake up. We're under new management, and they're going to, they're taking the census. They're going to take stock. Who's essential? Who's not essential? Who's obedient? Most importantly, who's obedient to them? And the most obedient people will get some stuff. Take the vaccine. That'll help. Take the injection. Take the shot. That'll help you to obey us even better. Keisha Lance Bottoms, rising up like the phoenix. They're ancestors, right? These people are related. The phoenix and Mr. Bottoms are blood relatives. Oh, look. There's Lance Bottoms at a pride event. The whole world is having a pride event right now. There's Charisse Davids, otherwise known as David Alexander Cortez. Remember that thing that this person did last year? Some kind of radical leftist crazy plan for the world that would destroy the world if implemented? Well, it seems like they're implementing it now. All right, it's Cortez the Killer. Filipino transvestite, probably. It's Filipino. Maybe it is Puerto Rican. Don't tell anybody. Hybrid. The Transformer. How many women do you know who have teeth like that? None. Nobody knows a woman who has teeth like that. Few human beings have teeth like that. So if you want to think of something really scary, think of this person as President of the United States. Who better to be vice presidential candidate during these chaotic times? The Adams-appled entity may as well be president. If they can start race riots with staged cell phone videos, we may as well have the entity in the White House. Now, we don't know what's going to happen in the future, although it seems like it is kind of the end of the age. Alexander Ocasio-Cortez wows audiences at New York drag show. That's where you belong. It's nice that AOC has finally come out of the closet. Drag show is called the United States Government. That's the name of that drag show. This person can be your vice president. All right, here you go, right here. President, vice president. Put this person in politics. You're qualified. The youngest transvestite ever to serve in the United States Congress was invited on stage by a drag queen at the McKittrick Hotel's weekly drag night. I mean, what more do you need to see? I guess you're going to need this person to... Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about. That is the male hips right there, right? That's the male hips. And, of course, it has the shoulders, pulling back the shoulders. But this one's an open drag queen, and this one basically is as well. I mean, it's not hiding it It just doesn't occur to people. People just don't think of it, right? It just doesn't occur to anybody. Hey, wait a minute, maybe everyone in the mass media is a transvestite. Like, that thought just doesn't occur to people. It occurred to me when I saw a transvestite on TV, and then I looked it up on the internet, and they said that person was pregnant. Is that like just a large woman, or is that a drag queen? Well, it's a drag queen. It's at the drag bar, right? Now, how about this one? That's a thin man. That's a thin transvestite with male body fat. This is a fat transvestite who's just a fat dude. Now, what is this? What website is this? Oh, this is Gay Star News, of course. Cortez the Killer making the front page of Gay Star News. It's going on stage at the drag show. And look at this from February 2020. AOC will pledge allegiance to the drag with RuPaul TV judging appearance. 100% peak experience. So excited. Thank you for having me. And there's AOC on the drag race, where he belongs, all right? How many times does he have to tell you he's a drag queen? AOC wants to be a judge on drag race, from out.com. AOC sent a fan message to drag race star Nina West. See, AOC is just hanging out with his people, telling you the kind of person he really is. And this is the kind of people we have in the government all throughout the nation. It's going on across the nation. It's a drag race abomination. And don't forget to get your tickets for the Pride 2020, although they don't seem to be social distancing. This will be the new law enforcement, right? These people right here, this is your new law enforcement. These people have taken over the world.